الحمد لله، الحمد لله رب العالمين، أمر بإجلال رسله وتعظيم شعائره، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، القائل سبحانه: آمن الرسول بما أنزل إليه من ربه والمؤمنون، كل آمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله لا نفرق بين أحد من رسله، وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدًا عبد الله ورسوله، القائل: الأنبياء إخوة لعلات، دينهم واحد وأمهاتهم شتى. أكمل الله تعالى به الدين وختم به الأنبياء والمرسلين، فاللهم صل وسلم وبارك على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين، وعلى من تبعهم بإحسان إلى يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله عز وجل في كتابه العزيز: وكفينا على آثارهم بعيسى ابن مريم. وقال الله عز وجل: ما كان محمد أبا أحد من رجالكم ولكن رسول الله وخاتم النبيين. وفي مقام آخر: إن مثل عيسى عند الله كمثل آدم، إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي: يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا ومولانا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ومولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصل عليه. الصلاة والسلام عليك يا سيدي يا رسول الله، وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا حبيب الله. We all praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the Lord of the worlds. And we send peace and blessings upon all of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in them, and we believe in the books, and we believe in the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we do not differentiate or make distinction between the messengers in their complete call to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we send peace and blessings and salutations upon our noble messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and upon his pure, noble and beautiful family, and upon the illustrious companions and all of those who follow sincerely in the footsteps of Islam. Ameen. My dear respected elders, sisters, brothers, assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. May the peace and blessings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala shower upon you all, as we have been showered relentlessly by the rain in the last few weeks. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala encompass us in His mercy and pardon us and forgive us and grant us success in this dunya and also in the hereafter. Last week on Jumu'ah, we discussed the importance of caring for other people, not just for those who are immediately around us, like our parents or our spouse or our family members, but also for our neighbors, our friends, the community, the society. And caring is part, an integral part of Islam, where we care for their welfare, we care for their well-being, we care for their mental health, we care for their physical health, for their emotional health, and for their spiritual health. And where we see our elders, our brothers and sisters at home, alone or in hospital, struggling with no one to support them, to aid them, to feed them, then we should take it upon ourselves as Muslims to take care of them to the best of our abilities. This is part of who we are as the Ummah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. We learn from him because he was the most caring for all of those that were around him, whether they were Muslim or non-Muslim. This is an important part. And inshallah al-Aziz, today we will continue and discuss a very important topic. As you know, this is the month of December, and in our schools, colleges and the society that we live in, they're talking about the nativity, they're talking about the inception, the conception and the delivery of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. They're talking about all of these miraculous things, but they're mentioning for themselves that this was, na'udhu billah, the Son of God. But for us, our aqidah, our iman, our belief is important for us to recognize Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the maqam of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the creation of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. That they will say and they will continue to say whatever they need to say because that is their belief. But we as Muslims need to make sure that we teach our children what we believe. لَكُمْ دِينُكُمْ وَلِيَدِينَ They have their faith and their religion and their way of life and their thinking. And that's fine for them. But for us as Muslims, we need to make sure that we fulfill our responsibility towards all of the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So inshaAllah al-Aziz, today we will talk about, in a comprehensive manner, all of the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and how we can learn from them. And in the following Jum'ahs, inshaAllah al-Aziz, we will talk about more specifically Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and also Sayyidina Maryam, may Allah ta'ala be pleased with her, the mother of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. So currently the world that we are living in, if you look at it, we are becoming more and more of a fractured society. We have more and more differences on a daily basis. We have political differences here in the UK, with whether you are with Conservatives or Labour or Green Party or anybody else. In Pakistan, depending on who you support, we have political differences. We have differences in the way that we approach money. We have differences in the way that we even approach our deen. And we have differences in our society, in our family. They're all there. And these ikhtilafat will continue for as long as we are alive. But we as Muslims, we need to make sure that there are no differences and there are no fractures and there's no form, no cracks in our belief in all of the prophets and in all of the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because our iman requires and dictates that آمَنَ الرَّسُولُ بِمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْهِ مِنْ رَبِّهِ وَالْمُؤْمِنُونَ كُلٌّ آمَنَ بِاللَّهِ وَمَلَائِكَتِهِ وَكُتُبِهِ وَرُسُلِهِ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِنْ رُسُلِهِ That we believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the oneness of Allah azza wa jal. We believe in all of the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We believe in all of the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the books and the messengers that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent. And we do not differentiate between them in the sense that all of the prophets belong to Allah. They were created by Allah, sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And they all had the same message, which is recognize Allah and worship only Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So especially in this month of December, we need to remind ourselves about the great maqam of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and also bring our community together rather than fight and dispute and say, oh, Jahannami and this and that, all of these things. The world is fracturing and it's breaking apart. Rishti are breaking apart, families are breaking apart, society is getting more and more fractured. And what we need to do is actually bring humanity, bring society, bring families together. To talk about the commonalities in our faith, in our religion, talk about the tolerance and the patience and the love that we have for all of humanity, especially the love, the reverence and the izzat that we have for all of the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Allah azza wa jal, He sent His messengers to bring people out of the darkness and take them towards the light. مِنَ الظُّلُمَاتِ إِلَى النُّورِ Because people in their society, they're either worshipping idols or statues or stars or other things and beings. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala via Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sulaiman, Yaqub, all of these prophets and messengers, including our messenger Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, gave them the same hukum, the same mandate. Take these people from their ignorance, from their darkness, from their jahiliyyah, and bring them towards the truth, towards haqq, towards the light, towards the recognition and the worship and the soul worship of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Take these people who are fractured, take these people who are fighting and disputing and killing and spilling blood and doing so much in their homes and in their society, and take them towards khair, take them towards peace, take them towards salam. And this is the core message that you find in all of the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, taking them from all of these internal things and these schisms and taking them towards harmony and peace and tranquility within themselves, within their hearts, within their homes, and making sure that that peace and that harmony, that tranquility, that stability, that sukoon also permeates and spreads throughout society as well. To spread goodness, ta'awanu ala al-birri wa al-taqwa, upon righteousness and goodness and khair and taqwa, and also towards peace. Ya ayyuhan nasu afshu salam. That all people spread salam wherever you may be, spread peace wherever you are, become a source and a beacon of peace. These prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are the ones who sent and spread love and compassion in their society as well. The way that society treated them, the way that they behaved, in spite of all of those things, they always showed them love, mercy, care and compassion, and looked the other way and asked Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive them. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us that if you were harsh-hearted and if you were very harsh on your tongue and in your behavior, then people would have dispersed and run away from you. But our deen is such that we welcome people, we listen to their concerns and their problems, and with love and mercy and compassion and kindness, we invite them towards the beauty of our religion, the beauty of our Islam. And so all of these prophets and messengers, they came and they continued this divine mandate from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of bringing people to nur, of bringing people to khair, of bringing people to Islam, of bringing people towards love, towards rahmah, towards the maghfirah, and completing the divine message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَقَفَّيْنَا عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمْ بِعِيسَى بْنِ مَرْيَمْ. That from other prophets, what did we do? From one prophet after the another, from one messenger after the another, all of them had the same message, which is we sent, following in their footsteps, Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, who is the son of Sayyidina Maryam. And then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in other verses of the Quran, مَا كَانَ مُحَمَّدٌ أَبَا أَحَدٍ مِّن رِجَالِكُمْ وَلَكِنْ رَسُولَ اللَّهِ وَخَاتَمَ النَّبِيِّينَ وَمُبَشِّرًا بِرَسُولٍ يَأْتِي مِن بَعْدِ اسْمُهُ أَحْمَدٍ. In other verses of the Quran, that the Prophet ﷺ is not the father of any one of you men, but rather he is the chosen and the selected messenger of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and he is the last of all of the prophets. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gave glad tidings of that prophet whose name was Ahmad towards the end of time. So again, we see in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching us an important message of recognizing all of the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, recognizing their divine message and their divine mandate that they had and they were given from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of light, of nur, of khair, of birr, of taqwa, and of love and compassion, and recognizing their humanity in them and how they come to complete you. Also Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala teaches us that إِنَّ مَسَلَ عِيسَى عِنْدَ اللَّهِ كَمَسَلِ آدَمَ خَلَقَهُ مِنْ تُرَابٍ ثُمَّ قَالَ لَهُ كُنْ فَيَكُونَ. That the example of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam is just like the example of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam in his creation, in his being, how he was formed and how he's brought here on earth, that he was created from dust, just like Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam was created from dust. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Kun fayakun, and it was. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said, Be, and it was. So Isa alayhi salam is exactly the same in the sense of his creation, like Adam alayhi salam, Musa alayhi salam, Sulaiman alayhi salam, Yaqub alayhi salam. All of these are the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and they have this divine message that brings them together, but they also have this sense, this of originality, which is they were all created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as sent towards humanity by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again reminds us, قُولُوا آمَنَّا بِاللَّهِ وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَيْنَا وَمَا أُنزِلَ إِلَىٰ إِبْرَاهِيمَ وَإِسْمَعِيلَ وَإِسْحَاقَ وَيَعْقُوبَ وَالْأَسْبَاطِ وَمَا أُوتِيَ مُوسَى وَعِيسَى وَمَا أُوتِيَ النَّبِيُّونَ مِنْ رَبِّهِمْ لَا نُفَرِّقُ بَيْنَ أَحَدٍ مِّنْهُمْ وَنَحْنُ لَهُ مُسْلِمُونَ. That, O believers, Allah ta'ala is addressing us, say that we have truly believed in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and what has been revealed to us, the same revelation that was revealed to Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ishaq alayhi salam, Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, wal asbat, and all of the descendants of Sayyidina Yaqub alayhi salam, the same message and mandate that was given to Musa alayhi salam, to Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and to all of the prophets from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this message was not from themselves, from them individually, from them personally, but they were carrying the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They did not come into existence on their own, but rather they were created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and sent by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. لا نفرق بين أحد منهم ونحن له مسلمون. And declare and acknowledge and realize that we do not make any distinctions between any of them. Why? Because their Lord is the same, their message is the same, their way is the same, everything they have done is the same, and therefore we as humanity, as Muslims, should not be distinguishing between one prophet and another, but rather we say, look, this is the same message, come to our message, because our message and your message is the same. Ta'alu, qul, come to the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and submit and surrender to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore, the prophets, what did they do? One of the core and important aspects that we fail to recognize, because we start to differentiate, oh, this is a prophet of only Christianity, this is a prophet of only Judaism, this is a prophet of Iswa. They were all prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. They were all prophets of Islam, because they are all surrendered to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And our iman will be incomplete until we also respect them, acknowledge them, revere them, and don't. We have to do that in order for our iman to be complete. So their prophets and all of the prophets, they underline the human relations, which was based on purposeful dialogue, i.e. to engage with one another, not to live a life of separation, but rather to engage with one another and to work together on those things that are common with us, of having good treatment for one another, of being merciful and kind and forgiving towards one another, of promoting peace and harmony within your society, and staying away from hatred, staying away from animosity. This is what their core aim was, of ensuring stability, prosperity, and khair, and understanding of the ta'awun within their society. But unfortunately, in nowadays, these same prophets are being used to differentiate and to separate us and to compartmentalize us and say, look, these are these people, these are these people. But we as Muslims, we should remember who they are, where they came from, and what their original message is, and how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to recognize them, wants us to respect them and revere them, and know that their message is the continuation of the final message of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Again, furthermore, in the Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ إِبْرَاهِيمِ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صِدِّيقًا نَبِيًّا. That remember and mention and recall in the life and in the book of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, how was he recognized? He was a man of truth. So we as Muslims, we take from all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we should reflect on all of their beautiful lives, because they all came from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But we do focus primarily on the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Why? And the reason for that is because all of the beauties and the characteristics and the great maqamah that they achieved were all placed and instilled within the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. But nevertheless, we still show our respect and honor towards all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He was a man of truth. We should also become men of truth, women of truth, children of truth, a nation of truth. وَاذْكُرْ فِي الْكِتَابِ مُوسَىٰ إِنَّهُ كَانَ صَادِقًا نَبِيًّا. That he was صادق الوعد وكان رسول النبي. That in Musa alayhi salam and other verses there as well, that he was a sincere messenger as well. And he was a prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And remember of Sayyidina Ismail alayhi salam, وَالْيَسَعَ وَذُلْكِفْرِ. And these were also great amongst and outstanding from the prophets and the messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again and again, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is showing us these beautiful, highlighting these characteristics of these prophets and messengers so that we can show our love and respect towards them, and not just think, oh, we don't need to respect them or acknowledge them or show any reverence towards them, but no, we should come closer to these prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. أولئك الذين أنعم الله عليهم من النبيين من ذرية آدم ومن حملنا مع نوح ومن ذرية إبراهيم وإسرائيل ومن هدينا واجتبينا. But these are all of those upon whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bestowed his favors upon the descendants of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam, upon those that were carried with Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam and his descendants, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam and Israel. And all of these are the prophets and messengers whom Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala guided. and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose. So this teaches us an important lesson that we can learn from the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and we can teach those beautiful lessons to our children as well, and we can teach them how he is revered and honored and respected and recalled and remembered in the glorious Quran and also in the book, in the Sunnah of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. And we remember the most important prophet of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the seal of all prophets, the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallama. Ya ayyuhan nabiyyu inna arsalnaka shahidan wa mubashiran wa nazira wa da'ihan ila Allahi bi'iznihi wa sirajan munira. That, O Prophet, indeed we have sent you as a clear witness unto all of humanity, unto all of the prophets. And our Prophet met Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam when he went to Jerusalem. He met Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam again when he went on the Mi'raj. So there is this interaction between our religion and the religion of Christianity as well. There's this mutual respect and acknowledgement and interaction, which is a very, very important aspect for us to understand in our society as well. That we can't just marginalize ourselves from other people. Yes, they have their belief and their way, how they express it, but that doesn't mean that we can't engage with them in purposeful dialogue and communicate with them and show them how much respect and honor and reverence that we have towards Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, we have towards Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, and all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So throughout history, mankind, society has always faced major problems. And as I mentioned at the beginning, we are becoming more and more of a fractured society. But throughout humanity, we've seen bigotry, discrimination, prejudice, materialism, extremism, and so many other things going on in our society. But if you see and look at the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and you look at the teachings of all of the prophets and messengers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if anything, it unites us and brings us back to ground zero, and brings us back to the oneness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And therefore we need to look at all of their beautiful characteristics as it is described in the Quran, and teach our children, this is a beautiful characteristic of this particular prophet, this is how he's mentioned, this is how he's remembered, and therefore show your respect and honor towards them as well. That doesn't necessarily mean do what the people are doing today, but in your heart and in your mind, remember them and show reverence and honor and respect towards them in your prayers as well. Remember them the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants us to remember them. And for our children especially, we need to really look into Surah Maryam. We need to look into all of the verses of the Quran that talk about the real nativity, that talk about the real birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, the miraculous birth of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. And inshallah, in the following few weeks, we'll talk about the background and the life of Sayyidina Maryam. We'll also talk about the life of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. But in a nutshell, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reminds us, especially for our children, that قَالَ إِنِّي عَبْدُ اللَّهِ آتاني الكتاب وجعلني نبيا وجعلني مباركا أينما كنت وأوصاني بالصلاة والزكاة ما دمت حيا. This is how Isa alayhi salam himself talks and himself is mentioned by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. How is he recognized for us? He is recognized himself by saying, Inni Abdullah, indeed I am the servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if you look at the life of the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, he always said that Afala akunu abdan shakura, that I'm only a servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, a grateful servant and slave of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All of the prophets and messengers, they were all servants and slaves of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is how we remember him. This is how we teach our children the reality of our Prophet Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, as well as the reality of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam and all of the other prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Atani al-kitab, indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given me the scripture, just the way Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had given the final scripture, the message of the Quran to all of humanity, to the Messenger Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Wa ja'alani nabiyya, and he has made me a prophet. A prophet is he who he knows the unseen, has been given the knowledge of the unseen by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is able to perform miracles by the izn of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَجَعَلَنِي مُبَارَكًا, and he has made me blessed wherever I go. And we see the blessings, we hear about the blessings of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, just like we hear about the blessings of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, of water gushing through his fingers, of food being multiplied, of him splitting the moon into two, and so many other miracles. We acknowledge and recognize all of these things, enjoin upon me prayer and zakah, being dutiful towards my mother, has not made me a horrible individual. So we also from these things can teach our children very important lessons of yes, this is how we remember and this is how we honor the life and the legacy of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Become true servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will be honoring Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Follow your scripture, follow the Quran, you will be following Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam. Become blessed wherever you may be, a source of love and peace and compassion. Establish your prayer, give your zakah, be dutiful towards your mother, and be a good individual. By doing all of these things, you are following the Quran, you are following the Messenger sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam, you are following Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, you are following Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam. This goes back to that original message that they are all together, they are all united, and this is an important aspect of us being united in our faith and also in our actions towards all of the prophets of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you reflect upon the lives of various prophets in the Quran, then you can see individual things that you can learn from each prophet, i.e. the repentance of Sayyidina Adam alayhi salam when he was sent down onto earth, the resilience of Sayyidina Nuh alayhi salam in spite of him calling out to people for hundreds of years, the struggles of Sayyidina Musa alayhi salam, the success of Sayyidina Sulaiman alayhi salam, the patience of Sayyidina Ayyub alayhi salam when he suffered for so many years of illness, the integrity of Sayyidina Yusuf alayhi salam when he was tempted by women and power and so many other things, but he kept his temptation, he controlled his temptation, the fortitude and the azam of Sayyidina Ibrahim alayhi salam, the love of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salam, and the most important thing, the mercy of the Prophet Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. So our belief encapsulates and brings all of humanity together. We don't just live a life of separation, but the ummah covers everybody, and because we have everything to take from all of those prophets, and all of those prophets come from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, are sent with a divine message from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of love, mercy, compassion, care, and also most importantly of submission and obedience only and solely to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So may Allah azza wa jalla enable us all to believe in all of the prophets, all of the messengers, and respect them and honor them and revere them and learn from them and follow truly in the footsteps of all of them. وَأَقُولُ قَوْلِي هَذَا وَأَسْتَغْفِرُ اللَّهَ لِي وَلَكُمْ جَزَاكُمُ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا.